Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we start a new chapter, Babul Afi wal I'radi anil Jahilin, the chapter on forgiving and turning away from the ignorant ones. This word Jahil, plural Jahilin or Jahilun, normally we translate it as ignorant, but it has two meanings. Arabic, this word Jahil is used in two circumstances. One is, a person is doing something without knowing that he's doing something wrong. He's not acting in the correct way, he's not behaving in the correct way, he's jahil, he's ignorant, he doesn't know. And it can also apply to a person who knows what he's doing, but he's acting in an ignorant manner, even though he knows. So his style and his attitude, his way that he's conducting himself is like an ignorant person, like a person who doesn't know, even though he may know. Yusuf alayhi salam, when he addressed his brothers, you know that his brothers took him and they tried to kill him by throwing him into the well. Later on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him, many years later, Allah ta'ala had made him the governor of Egypt now. And at that time, when he's addressing his brothers, he addresses them as, فَعَلْتُمْ بِيُوسُفَ وَأَخِيهِ إِذْ أَنْتُمْ جَاهِلُونَ. Do you all know? Such a nice way he's asking him. Do you all know what you'll do to Yusuf alayhi salam and then what you'll do to his brother? إِذْ أَنْتُمْ جَاهِلُونَ. When you all were ignorant, we'll translate it as ignorant, but yeah, when you all knew what you all were doing, they knew that they were throwing him to the well. It wasn't that they didn't know. They knew, but they were acting in a ignorant manner. So this word jahil can also apply for a person who knows and also apply to a person that doesn't know. So when we're doing the translation, then both these things come in sometimes. قال الله تعالى خذ العفو وأمر بالعرف وأعرض عن الجاهلين. Allah Ta'ala says, adopt forgiveness, instruct what is good, and ignore the ignorant ones. So ignore the ignorant ones means that those people that genuinely don't know and they're behaving in that manner because they don't know. And even those that know, but yet after knowing, they're still behaving in that manner. What a beautiful way that khudil afwa, adopt forgiveness, instruct what is good, and ignore those people that are acting or behaving as jahils or those that genuinely don't know. Because what will happen is a person now tries to engage these type of people, sometimes you'll get a person who genuinely doesn't know. And then in that case, when a person genuinely, you tell him, engage him, then it's good because then a person comes to know. But where a person knows and now he's still acting in that manner, and you're wasting your time, wasting your effort, wasting your energies. So the better thing to do is have this attitude of forgiveness, have this attitude of instructing what is good, you instruct it, you encourage it, and ignore that, otherwise your time will get consumed in trying to debate and argue and try and convince people that have already got their mind made up to do these type of things. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى فَاسْفَحِ الصَّفْحَ الْجَمِيلِ. Allah Ta'ala says, pardon with the most graceful pardon. In other words, forgive, pardon, forgive in the most graceful way. فَاسْفَحِ الصَّفْحَ الْجَمِيلِ. Forgive also and forgive in a good way. This forgiveness is something that is very hard for a person to do. But this is something we are encouraged to do. When a person forgives another person, then what happens is he also benefits. One is he's forgiving another person. The other thing is he's lightening a burden on himself. That burden of unnecessarily having enemies, unnecessarily having some type of grudge against someone, because the person maybe didn't invite me for a certain function that he had, or he didn't tell me about this, or he did something petty, and now we're holding that grudge. Rather, the better thing to do is pardon with the most graceful pardon. We'll find that even our backs will become lighter without taking on extra grudge that we don't need to take. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَحُوا أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَن يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Allah Ta'ala says that they should forgive and pardon. Do you not like that Allah Ta'ala forgives you? We all like that Allah Ta'ala forgives us. So we should also have an attitude of forgiving. Someone did something wrong to us, someone acted indifferently towards, or did something that we don't like, forgive for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Overlook it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And the one who forgives people, Allah ta'ala loves those who do good. عَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ, that person who forgives people. And then Allah ta'ala is joining this up by saying that Allah ta'ala loves those who do good. In other words, it's a very good action to do, to forgive people. The last ayat here, وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَلَمَنْ صَبَرَ وَغَفَرَ إِنَّ ذَٰلِكَ لَمِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. Whoever exercises patience and forgives, this is certainly amongst the most resolute of matters, the most firm of matters is this, that a person exercises patience and he forgives. One is a person forgives, but at the same time he's taking some type of revenge. One is a person that is forgiving, but at the same time he's exercising patience. He's holding himself back. He's restraining from saying anything, from doing anything, from behaving in an indifferent manner. He's making sabr, and together with that, he is forgiving. This is from the most, in azmil umur, from the most resolute of matters that a person can have, is this. Together with forgiving, he's making sabr. Allah Ta'ala give us these qualities, very great qualities. It takes a person very far. It takes a person to very great heights, spiritually also, and as far as respect is concerned, people will appreciate that this man has got control over himself. He doesn't act impulsively, he doesn't act recklessly. Somebody does something to him, he makes bardash, he controls himself. Even the people in his own circles now start respecting him. People outside also start respecting him. They realize that this person has got a very great quality, and that is the quality of sabr. Unnecessarily, he doesn't lose himself, he doesn't get upset. There's a light-hearted incident of one of our ustads in Deoband many years ago. Ustads meaning ustads of our ustads. So, in those days when the children, the youngsters used to didn't do their work properly or make nonsense, then they would take out champal and hit them with the champal. So there was one youngster, the ustad was hitting him with the champal. So he said, Khuda ke waste mujhe mat maro. For the sake of Allah, don't hit me. For the sake of Allah, don't. Why that incident is coming is here. We did for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, forgive a person. For the sake of Allah Ta'ala, overlook. So he said, for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, don't hit me. So the ustad hit him another time, two more times. He said, I'm hitting you for the sake of Allah. For the sake of Allah, I'm hitting you. So sometimes when a person has to say something, sometimes a person has to speak to get things done, it doesn't mean he's not doing it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person forgives for the sake of Allah ta'ala. Where sometimes you have to speak, and sometimes for a person to necessarily correct what is wrong, then for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, again, yeah, he will speak. So when it means sabr, it means sabr within the context of sabr, forgiving within the context of forgiving. Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.